You're listening to Ear Candy here on Local FM. I'm Mark O'Connor. We've got a show of upbeat, catchy, up-tempo pop rock songs just for you. Songs that you listen to in the next hour and won't be able to get out of your head for the next week. My apologies, but you're going to love it. Let's get started with something from Jill Barber from her record Metaphora. This here is called Girls Gotta Do here on Ear Candy.
I play the game. I know the rules are not the same, but I'm done. I've rearranged. May not have won, but things have changed. A girl's gotta do what a girl's gotta do. A girl's gotta do what a girl's gotta do. Yeah, it's alright, and it's okay. I know it feels a little strange. I will explain. You through a little pain is good for you. A girl's gotta do what a girl's gotta do. A girl's gotta do what a girl's gotta do. A girl's gotta do what a girl's gotta do. Gotta do what a girl's gotta do. 'Cause I can think like a man, drink like a man, wink just like a man. But when the shit hits the fan, a girl's gotta do what a girl's gotta do. A girl's gotta do what a girl's gotta do. Girls gotta do.
Spain. We're like how we were again. I'm in the tub, you on the sea. Lick your lips as I soak my feet. And then you know this little carpet burn. My stomach drop and my guts turn. You shrug. Bring you to your knees.
Yes, Ashley Monroe, wishing she'd laid your hands on you, for sure. That's off a record called Sparrow, and before that you heard You Know I'm No Good. That's a confessional song from Amy Winehouse off of Back to Black, and we started the show off with Girls Gotta Do by Canada's Jill Barber off of her record Metaphora. Yeah, nice album title, I like that, Metaphora. I don't know that I've heard that word before. I'm not sure if it's a coined word, but it suggests to me something to do with metaphors. Yeah, I'm out in a limb, aren't I? Metaphor, metaphors. I don't know. Anyway, that was kind of a sultry kind of set. It has a certain, those three songs had a certain shared vibe, even though Ashley Monroe is a little more country. I think they were all sort of sultry and maybe drawn on that dusty Springfield vibe from the 60s. Just my take on it. Let's go into something that's a little more straightforward rock. Going to play a song from The Beaches off their record Late Show. We're going to hear a song called T-Shirt. Yeah, T-Shirt here on Ear Candy.
Think you fit me? Won't you get me something? Let her keep me on the floor. slang wrangler, sipping tang at a banquet, shooting no blanks, I give you more bang for your blanket. Tasty with a lemon meringue tang, and always down to hang like I'm friends with orangutan. Bang, bang, you gotta deal with the card shuffle, choke up on the bat with a fist full of hard knuckles. Sugar in the tank's gonna start car trouble, and Simon Says, listen to Art Garfunkel. Buckle up, and this ain't my first rodeo, words of wisdom, like MC Search told me so. But sign a deal, you might wanna watch out, chap. And there's always free cheese in a mousetrap. Doubt that? Well, it's just the way the cookie crumbles, the way the rookie fumbles and the wookie stumbles. Why I double down when I hear a dope beat? Cause like bubbles, you can't hold me. Yup, yup, it's a whole spittin' caboodle, kicking strips that'll just keep flipping your noodles. Tell the cats and the dogs and the kittens and poodles, the villain's cold chillin' with the spittin' caboodle. 1,000 picks a word, I'm just scribbling noodles. The pupil of jewels, you know my style isn't cruel. Don't need your approval to keep filling your strudel. The bird's cold chillin' with the spittin' kaboo. Man, please, these damn steez will give you pan of grease. Moving dancers to the antlers on your mantelpiece. Ask Keanu Reeves, I can dampen a damsel's crease. Wearing damaged jeans while eating a ham and cheese. From France to Greece to Mozambique, I'm out for kicks. Just like my bro Ambies, a man beast. Where the mic stands, I slam beats. And you know I get dirty, like white pants at Stampede. I plant seeds and don't need a plan B. Cause I never plan to ever supplant my banditry. I rant in front of your Graham's antique vanity. Standing at ease, learning how to speak Cantonese. You got weak fantasies, here's a champ MC. Granting amnesty on bandcamp fees. I speak candidly, I think you're asking for calamity. Like manhandling Van Damme's family. Insanity, like a man in a van by the creek with manatees. Who may or may not be James Vanderbeek. Tell your band, your clan, your cousin Anthony. Wurberg is at it again, busting campily. Doing what you can't believe. Like fans who leave the stands without the chance to see the team hand defeat. Fancy free and I can't stand the pandering. Just heard you wanted mad rhymes, so I'm answering. Yup, yup, it's a whole spittin' caboodle, kicking strips that'll just keep flipping your noodles. Tell the cats and the dogs and the kittens and poodles, the villain's cold chillin' with the spittin' caboodle. 1,000 picks a word, I'm just scribbling doodles. The pupil of jewels, you know my style isn't cruel. Don't need your approval to keep filling your strudel. The bird's cold chillin' with the spittin' caboodle.
Boys, best keep riding here. Best keep riding here.
And that was The Whole Spittin' Caboodle by Word Burglar. Halifax's Word Burglar. Like a lot of Maritimers, I guess he's decamped for Toronto, but that doesn't matter. And that record, Whole Spit and Caboodle, that song, is from a record called Replicable Skills. Oh, the guy knows words. See, I'm a fan of words. I use them all the time. You might notice I'm using them now. And I like people who have a real facility and skill with words, and rappers often do, but not always. But Word Burglar. And not only is he great with words and playing with words and twisting them around and being inventive and original, but the musical settings are equally original and inventive and catchy and poppy. So I would never say that I was a rap fan per se, but I'm definitely a Word Burglar fan, and maybe you are too. Before that, we heard Indestructible from Scottish band The Fratellis. And that involves three fellows who did the Ramones thing, made their last names the Fratellis. This is off a record called In Your Own Sweet Time, which I think might be, let me think now, I think it's record 5 that the band made. So if you want to check out In Your Own Sweet Time, you'll find Indestructible. And we started things off with T-Shirt from the Beaches off their record Late Show. That's four women from the Toronto area, from the Beaches suburb, as I understand it. Well, suburb's not quite right. District of Toronto, the Beaches. The Miller sisters, Jordan on bass and vocals, and her sister Kylie on guitar, and Eliza on drums, and Leandra on guitar and keyboards and synths. She's kind of the musician of all the musicians of the four of them. She kind of fills in with a whole bunch of things that the band needs. Awesome band, for sure. So you want to check out Late Show. And I think they had a self-titled EP and another EP called The Heights. So there's lots of music to check out. All of it great. The show is Ear Candy. I am Mark O'Connor. And once upon a time, I had this stuff on top of my head called hair. And I liked it. But, you know, time marches on, and apparently my hair got bored and moved on to somebody else's head. That happens too. But, just out of nostalgia, nothing else. Just out of nostalgia, I'm going to play a song from Black Mountain, Canada's Black Mountain, off a record called Wilderness Heart. What we've got here is called The Hair Song. How apropos, here on Ear Candy.
We'll be right back. store, more stolen I think I've ever been. Before this I did 13 bong hits in. I need a chips, I had to go out. Now everything is cinematic, I'm the big Lebowski. I'm in the California desert, it's the 1990s. In the dairy section, I see my reflection. Everybody knows you're high. She had to go too. And on the deck while I waited for her to get dressed, sparked up another one. And I was such a mess that I confess that my professor wouldn't look me in the eye. Listen, everybody knows you're high. We'll be right back.
Yes, Analog Man from Joe Walsh here on Ear Candy. And before that, I like that whole thing about Analog Man. I'm going to find an analog girl who will love me for what I am. Way to go, Joe. He was always good at those kind of songs that had a humorous bent to them, but sounded great, felt great. And he's still doing it all these decades later. Before that, we heard a song from Partner. That's a maritime band off their record In Search of Lost Time. We heard Everybody Knows, and they referenced the movie The Big Lebowski. And I was out playing a game of trivia with some friends of mine, thinking I would do pretty well at it because I like trivia, you might have guessed. And finished dead last, our team finished dead last. I was of no real assistance at all. But there was part of the trivia competition was a series of photographs. I forget if there were 10 or 12, and one was a picture of some actor, a high school photo, who's the actor. And of course, it was driving me nuts because I was looking at that face and the mouth and going, I know who that is. I just couldn't come up with the name. And it turned out to be Philip Seymour Hoffman, who was one of the actors in The Big Lebowski. So look, if you don't know that movie, you should check it out. I would say it's kind of a cult classic, but an uneven movie. Parts of it are just brilliant, and parts maybe not so much, but definitely worth your time. And it starred this actor who I couldn't come up with and get a point for my team in the trivia contest. Drove me crazy. Started the set off with Black Mountain and the Hair song. Yes, indeed. A song about hair. That's kind of brilliant. That's just kind of very rock and roll. Maybe a little bit Spinal Tap, but still a great song. All right, we're going to just keep the tunes rolling here. Going to play some, it's a little bit of a rock and roll history lesson. It used to be if you went to a rock concert back in the, when rock was just sort of developing its customs and things that you did at shows, it was an emerging trend. There was no template for what you were supposed to do. And they had these things called Bic lighters. And during the emotional heartfelt ballad in a rock set, everyone, and the lights would be turned low and everyone would light their Bics. And you'd have a sea of little flames. And of course, these days, I'm told that in fact what happens is everyone hauls out their phone and turns their phone. So you get all these little lights from phones. And that's kind of what the Bic lighter has evolved into over time. So, but I'm going to play a set of these kinds of songs that if you were at a concert, you'd be hauling out your phone or your Bic lighter if you're my generation. I'm going to start with something from Sloan off of Commonwealth, when you're So Far So Good. And I got a couple more songs just like that, all lined up for you. Let's see how far we get here, okay? This one here, Sloan from Commonwealth, here on Ear Candy.
I speak to those who have accepted their fate. Their spirits high, though no chariot awaits. People are down. Everybody meant well.
I heard the toll. Church bells ring. A cry for help on a warm summer's day. As I drew near, it was an atrocity. A thief with a badge and the day's offering. The sheriff, the sheriff, he's worth $1 million, knows everybody's name. He's taking all your money without an ounce of shame. The sheriff, the sheriff, not in hell. The friar came out, a bruise on his chin. Shall I call for help? He said, it's a fight you can't win. A son, can't you see? He rules this town. There's a hierarchy. We're on the ground. The sheriff, oh, the sheriff. He's worth $1 million, knows everybody's name. Taking all your money without an ounce of shame. The sheriff, oh, the sheriff, not in hell. Arms for the poor, arms for the poor, arms for the poor. Arms for the poor, arms for the poor, arms for the for the war, guns for the war, guns for the guns for the war, guns for the war, guns for the rob you of your name, strip you of your pride, work you to the bone, and never satisfied. Hanging on your shoulder, everywhere you go, one hand in your pocket, the other on your throat. Accounting all your money, every quid you got, and drop it in his coffers, not a second thought. You're counting down the days until he's in his grave. But even when he dies, you know he'll never pass away.
Baby.
I went to a cobbler to fix a hole in my shoe. He took one look at my face and said, I can fix that hole in you. I beg your pardon, I'm not looking for a cure. I've seen enough of my friends in the depths of the godsick blues. You know I am a liar. You know I am a liar. Nobody helps a I've been down to Dixie and dropped acid on my tongue. Tripped upon the land till enough was enough. I I was a little bit lighter and adventure on my sleeve. I was a little drunk and looking for company. So I found myself a sweetheart with the softest of hands. We were unlucky in love, but I'd do it all again. We built ourselves a fire. We built ourselves a fire. You know like smoking or taking drugs. And I've quit them both, but man, was it rough. And now I am tired. It just made me tired. Let's build ourselves a fire. Let's build ourselves a fire.
Oh yeah, the title track, Acid Tongue, from Jenny Lewis. Oh, that's a beauty. Did you have your Bic lighters out for that set? Did you have your phones out for that set waving around? I mean, I hope you turned your lights off at home. Not that it would really help, because I'm broadcasting this show in broad daylight, but you know, there's some stations across the country that air Ear Candy in the evenings, so that would work. Yeah, depending on where you're listening, you could do that. Anyway, before that, we heard Paper Lions, The Sheriff, and that's off their debut record. And we heard from Sloan, Halifax's Sloan. We heard So Far So Good from Commonwealth. That's the name of the album. Strange thing to call a collection. Long player, when you remember music coming up in the era of singles, that is a 45 RPM record, one side and an A side, the single, and another song, the B side, which every now and then became a hit of its own right. And then they decided to put longer records together, and they were 33 revolutions per minute slabs of wax, and the LP was short for long player, and that made sense. It was a record that played longer, literally, but album is actually a kind of a strange word that we all take for granted now, and actually a record company invented that for Frank Sinatra and thought, there you can have a whole collection of songs, but it would be like a family album. Instead of pictures, it would be music, but you know, the word album was something that was used for a collection of photographs, a family album, and we borrowed that word for records. At least that's my understanding, my limited, very limited, sketchy understanding of the word album. And I know that you were sitting at home and it was just driving you nuts. You had to find out about this, right? The sort of thing that only drives me nuts. I'm not even sure why. Okay, we're going to try and end the program with a couple of more tunes. Because it's getting late in the show, I may not be able to come back and say goodbye. So we'll do it all again next week, right? Another 12, 13, 14 catchy, upbeat, up-tempo rock songs. Oh, maybe we'll put those Bic lighter phone kind of songs in there too. Every now and then we do that. But let's play Beat Crazy I understand that the bass part to this Joe Jackson song was borrowed from another song, but you know, you put it all together in a new song and, you know, so what? That's what I say. The fact that the bass player had a song he liked and just used that bass part for a new song, I don't think it matters. But that's just me. So Joe Jackson, Beat Crazy, here on Ear Candy.